Hey, hi, how are you? It's 5:59. Dandy and Mel. And there's something weird on the board.
Oh, I didn't do it. Just so you know, was
I
not
think,
me.
I think Johnny was wearing his nasty wrist brace again.
Oh, that could be.
Because it's all gunky right here. Very gunky.
And why is his wrist brace gunky?
Well, because it's not something you'd think to wash.
Oh.
I mean, it's a brace. It's not like, you know, an ace bandage that you can just throw in the washer.
Mm.
I don't know.
Or something spilled.
No, this has happened before.
Oh.
Usually it's on the counter. Today it's here. I don't know why.
I don't know.
So, morning. almost halfway there. It's Wednesday. Up to 51 today. Not too bad. Right now it's 49. Oh, sorry. That's what it's going to be later in the afternoon when I looked at the TV.
It's not
my bad.
49
it's
yet.
23 right now.
That sounds more like it.
Kelly screwed me up on the TV. It's not my fault.
Dang it, Kelly. What the heck?
I thought it was on the Weather Channel and it was on KDLT and I saw a temperature and I set it. It was the high later today for Mobridge.
Oh.
So. My bad. Anyway.
Blame it on Kelly.
There's a very important study done.
Oh.
I'm not sure if you heard about this.
I can't wait.
Done at the University of California in San Francisco. On the different ways we Americans injure our junk.
Oh, this is a great way to start out the show.
From 2002 to 2010, they found that about 16,000 Americans went to the emergency room for genitalia injuries. 69% were male.
What?
And the top seven most common things that caused those injuries were, at number seven, skiing and snowboarding.
Oh.
Number six, playing baseball or softball.
Makes sense.
Sharp ground ball. Ding! Playing basketball. I'm not sure how that comes in ahead of baseball and softball, but it does. Maybe because your odds are better of wearing a cup in those sports than
maybe,
in basketball.
Maybe.
Falling in the bathroom is number four. Zipper injuries, number three.
Ow.
Number two.
I can't even imagine.
Razors, scissors, and clippers. And number one, bicycles. Yeah. Way to keep it together through that story, Mel.
Thanks.
That was mostly just to torture you than anything.
I did a pretty good job.
Pretty good. Yep.
I lasted as long as I could.
And now we're gone. Okay, so I have another study that's maybe slightly more serious.
What?
Although that one was done at an actual university. This one was just some website.
Oh, okay.
A few generations ago, if you didn't get married in your early 20s, people thought there was something wrong with you.
Right.
You know? Well, now it's pretty much the opposite. According to a new survey, only 11% of women and 10% of men say they think the best time to get married is between 20 and 24. The much more popular answer is in the late 20s. 53% of women and 44% of men say the best time to get married is when you're between 25 and 29. I would agree with that. I wish I had gotten married between 25 and 29. I almost made it. I was 30.
I got married when I was 21.
And I, the biggest reason was just to either get having kids done quicker.
Right.
Or wait a little while and get to be just us married for a couple of years.
I'm okay with being married when I got married and having children when I had children.
You're going to have an empty nest before you're 50.
Yes.
Allegedly.
I don't know. Thea tells me that she's going to live with me forever.
Yeah.
So I'm sure. Well, she's seven, so that'll change because she'll hate me in a couple years.
Yeah, it won't take too much longer. 18% of women and 24% of men say the ideal time to get married is your early 30s. After that, there's a huge drop off. Only 3% of men and 2% of women say 35 to 39 is the best time to get married. Oh, well, way to make those who haven't gotten married yet feel bad.
Yeah. Is there a study in there when's the best time to get remarried?
No, there's not, Mel.
Just wondering.
I'm just letting you know that in your late 30s,
I'm not late 30s.
Is not popular. You're about to be.
Middle 30s?
Well.
What? No, come on. All right. I know
1 year and 1 month from now, you will be in your late 30s. Once you're on the back half, you're in the late.
Crap. That's not fair.
Hey, shut up. I'm going to be in my late 30s in 3 months.
I know. Can't we just make 37 be late 30s?
No.
It's for your benefit as well.
I'm almost a year older than you, so not really. 30, you're still going to get older.
38?
Deal with it. 39, 40. Like I'm doing counting games with Jackie.
Sounds like you're playing hide and seek.
Okay. So what do we have going on today with the giveaway? We've got the Mash for Cash, yes. 720.
Another vault number is coming up.
We got another vault number. And was there something else? No?
That's what we got for giveaways.
That's it.
I've got some stuff in my drawer.
Okay.
In my desk.
Well, I thought there was a whole bunch of different stuff flying around.
I have
yesterday or the day before.
$15 gift card.
The
to McNally's we could give away.
Okay.
Want to do that?
Sure, we'll do that. How about we do that at 8:20 this morning?
All right, I like it.
All right. More of the Hot 104.7 morning show meeting coming up after the news. Hang on. The Hot Morning Sunshine.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 6:18. We're going to top out at 51 today. The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
I started a new diet. It's called I Have $10 Until Friday.
Oh, I remember those days. All right, so what can I get for 10 bucks? I can get some packets of Kool-Aid.
Ramen.
And some ramen noodles.
Lots of ramen.
One box of mac and cheese. I can get 2 boxes if I go generic. That'll be my fancy dinner. And then what happens on Friday when you get paid? Steak dinner.
Woo, big old ribeye.
Yeah. $50 tab just for you. Because I deserve it. I ate ramen for 5 days.
The Hot Morning Show. Hot 104.7.
Today is November 14th, and it is the greatest day I have ever known. But it is not, because Travis Barker is 37 today. He's the drummer from Blink 182.
Mm-hmm.
Also famous for almost dying with DJ AM in that plane crash back in 08.
And just had a CD out with Yellow Wolf that came out Tuesday.
All right. Jump out and get that. Josh Duhamel is 40 today.
Yum.
From Transformers. Unfortunately, you don't get the taste of Josh Duhamel. Because Fergie gets it.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah. He's still yum.
Janine Lindemulder. Who? Janine Lindemulder. She's the mattress actress that Jesse James was married to before he broke Sandra Bullock's heart.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kurt Schilling's 46 today. He was the bloody sock pitcher in the 2004 World or ALCS. Every guy in the world knows what I'm talking about. You can just stay confused.
All right.
It was very heroic, let's just say.
Cool.
Either that or they were putting ketchup on his sock.
Okay.
Condoleezza Rice is 58 today. Recent admittee as a member of Augusta National, the golf course, because they finally let women in. And Prince Charles is a homely man and 64 today. Also not the greatest day I've ever known. On this day in 1851, a little book Herman Melville wrote called Moby Dick was first published in the U.S. 1986... One of my three favorite sports movies ever was released. Hoosiers. You've seen Hoosiers?
I have. It's been a long time since I've seen it.
It's such a good movie.
It is good.
I will agree. 1993, Miami Dolphins coach Don Shula picked up his 325th win, an NFL record. 1993, Puerto Rico voted against becoming the 51st U.S. state. Now they want to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. And on this day, 1998, Carmen Electra married Dennis Rodman. A nation was shocked when they were divorced 6 months later.
I'm surprised they lasted 6 months.
But today is the greatest day I have ever known. Because on this day in 2011, my baby boy was born.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. At about this time right now, I believe Crystal was pushing.
Was she? Oh, yeah. Because you were updated.
Yeah. Yeah. I just heard the news today. This is a song with words. Seems my life. Because when you have a boy, you got to sing about it. I close my eyes. It seems real cute. Begin to pray. Till he pooped on the floor last night. Tears of joy. And I'm not making it up.
Oh, no.
And then he peed. He is the funniest little one-year-old ever.
He's so cute.
He was screwing with my mom on Sunday at his birthday party.
Yeah.
He'd walk up to her and then kind of smile at her. And then as soon as mom would come towards him to pick him up, then he'd back up. Yeah. And we were looking for another one of his bottles. Because you know how bottles disappear when they get to walking age?
Yes.
We found it in the cupboard.
Oh, good place for it.
Half full of milk.
Gross.
Yeah. We don't know how long it was there. We thought about burning it.
You should.
Maybe should have.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I've been there, done that.
Yeah. Anyway, my boy Rockley is 1 year old today, and that is why today, November 14th is... Crystal and I were talking about it. I was like, oh, yeah, and in a couple hours 1 year ago, you went into labor. I was so excited and annoyed at the same time when she went into labor. It was the weirdest feeling ever. I was excited because, yay, baby's coming.
Yeah.
I was annoyed because I'd only been asleep for 2 hours and was planning on going to work the next morning.
Right.
Had she gone into labor a couple hours earlier, fine. If she had gone into labor, you know, at 2:30, 3 o'clock... A little earlier than I normally wake up, but not a big deal.
Right, exactly.
No, I got like an hour and a half, hour 45 minutes of sleep in before she woke me up.
That's how it works. I had 2 hours of sleep before I went into labor with Quincy.
And he came literally right on the due date. She got the first contraction, I think she said about 11:45.
Pretty impressive.
Was that a contraction? And then about 12:06, that was a contraction, and then she woke me up. What's coming up in the dirt?
I'll tell you who's been married for 20 years and didn't know it. That's coming up in the dirt.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mal, it's 638, up to 51 today. It's 24 right now. Yeah, my son's first birthday is today, and I mentioned a little while ago that he pooped on the floor last night.
Oh, the joys of parenthood.
And the funniest part of it was when, after he did this, I wasn't at home at the time, but I got a text from Crystal kind of explaining it, and it didn't quite hit me when I read the text. But, okay, so he was in his room. Crystal had set him down after his bath, and I'll let him run around, you know, air out.
Yeah.
Had a little bit of diaper rash going on, you know, let him air dry a little bit.
Okay.
So she goes to check on the cupcakes she made for his birthday today.
Okay.
Go, you know, out of the room for like a minute.
Yeah.
By the time she comes back, oh, there's a little puddle in the hallway.
Uh-oh.
And then she gets back into his room and there's a log on the floor. But he wasn't in there.
Where'd he go?
She goes back and then out of the corner of her eye spots him in the bathroom. He was getting toilet paper.
What? He actually knew to go get toilet paper?
She picked him up and then like started dealing with it. So we're not positive, but he's done things that before where you're like, why? How did he know that that was that? You know,
wow.
Like
you might want to start putting him on the potty chair. Just seriously, if he knows that.
Yeah, but the odds of him holding it are zero.
Right. But you could try.
I don't think it'll work. Plus, boys always take longer.
I know, but
from what I've heard, to potty train,
I would still send him on there just to see. That's crazy.
He would just get up, run away, and go poop in the corner. He's not going to use it.
But, I can't believe he knew to go get toilet paper.
Well, and like if I said it to her too, I was like, it's too bad you didn't think to just let him follow through with what he was going to
do. Yeah,
because he has these little plans in his head.
Yeah, I'm curious what he was going to do with it.
So
maybe he's going to clean up his own mess.
Who knows what he was going to do? He might have just like pulled it all off and then made a white pile in the bathroom. I don't know. Anyway, There's a pretty agonizing period between you having a job interview and then hearing whether or not you're getting hired.
Oh, yeah, that can suck.
Now, there is something you can do that can really help your chances after the interview.
Okay.
Kind of old-fashioned, but it works. According to a new survey by the job website The Ladders, 76% of interviewers say that receiving a thank you note influences their decision.
Interesting.
And only 11% say it has no impact at all. So even if it didn't influence the decision, at least it has an impact.
Right.
To 89% of interviewers.
Wow.
But most of them say it does influence the decision. Back in the day, you had to actually write out a thank you note and mail it. But, you know, now you don't have to do that. 85% say an email thank you note is good and might actually be better because it's quicker.
Right. And
you
then know, get it right away.
Around.
Yeah. Because mailing is going to take a couple of days, and if they're making a quick decision.
Interviewers say the best notes are the ones that come within 24 hours of the interview, and also send a thank you note to everyone you meet individually. And make sure the emails are customized and different.
Hmm.
So there you go.
That's a great idea, actually.
I got a little tip when I interviewed here 8 years ago, almost 9 years ago. Was to call back our boss and say thanks for the interview. I enjoyed coming down and seeing the building and stuff.
Mm.
And I don't know if it worked, but I'm pretty sure it didn't hurt.
I had the longest interview ever for here.
You did?
Well, think when I had my
tryout.
Oh,
you mean wait time?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah. The interview wasn't.
No, the interview was like an hour.
No, the wait time was
a year.
About a year, yeah.
Which is, I mean, it's not like anything that anybody could have done in that situation.
No, there wasn't. It's just how things happened to play out. But yeah, you did have kind of a long wait.
Right?
I hope you weren't waiting by the phone every day.
No, I wasn't. Luckily, I had a full-time job that I loved,
yeah.
So it was still a fine situation, but it was pretty... But once a month, I think you would check in. You or somebody or Scott would check in with me.
I remember one time I actually saw you
in
the mall, and you didn't know who I was.
Well, I don't think I had ever met you.
Yeah, you did.
But no, I hadn't.
I was there at the interview.
No.
Yes, I was.
No.
Yes.
I really didn't interview. I just had that on-air thing.
Yeah, but no, you met with me and Scott.
I did?
Yeah. See, you don't even remember the interview.
Gosh,
what the hell's wrong with you?
I need to get memory pills. I think maybe it had been so long then since I'd seen you or something.
You looked at me like I was from, like, the dark side of the moon when I talked to you in the mall.
Who is this guy talking to me? It did dawn on me who you were.
Yeah. Lucky for you.
I know.
How close are you to saying something rude?
No, I didn't. No, I wasn't going to say anything rude.
Oh, yeah, you were working at the time. You wouldn't.
Yeah,
have.
I wouldn't have said anything rude.
If it would have been in a bar, would you have said something rude?
No, I would have let you continue to talk until I figured out who you were.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, man, how are you? Good. How about a 4.7, Andy and Mel? It's 6:53. We're going to top out at 51 today. Yesterday, did you see the video I posted of the haunted toaster?
No, you were telling me about it.
So
I have not watched
funny.
It yet.
It's from a 1984 Today Show segment about crazy tabloid stories.
Okay.
It was about this woman who claimed her toaster was possessed. The toaster actually wrote the phrase, "Satan lives," on her bread.
What?
It was so obvious that the thing was, like, scratched in with a butter knife. It was ridiculous. And then, like, while they're sitting there, the toaster bursts into flames. And,
weird.
Yeah, it's absolutely ridiculous. Here is some of the best audio from this video.
Have you saved any of this satanic toast?
Yes, I did save it because I wanted to be sure that somebody else would see it.
Is the toaster still possessed?
We still have trouble off and on with it, yes.
Why have you kept this toaster?
Well, Richard, you know, when all is said and done, it makes good toast.
Yeah, it makes good toast.
Well, you know, makes sense.
It's up at howwhat247.com. You've got to see this video because, I mean, at one point, the toaster bursts into flames like a pyrotechnic effect at a concert. Just whoa.
So do you think it was, like, real or set up?
No, it was a complete fabrication.
Oh, okay.
It was just ridiculous.
The toaster.
The video is so funny. It's so worth watching, though. You've got to go check it out. Okay. Hot1047.com. It's great. So now you shouldn't help other people so that karma will reward you. Sometimes it will, but you shouldn't help people just because you might get a reward for it.
Because
karma definitely rewarded this guy in this story. 38-year-old John Turner runs a water removal business in Chicago Heights, Illinois. After Superstorm Sandy hit, John traveled to New Jersey to offer his services to victims free of charge. Last Sunday, after doing several days of cleanup, John decided to buy a New Jersey lottery ticket and won $100,000.
Whoa!
And of course, because he's one of those people that is too good of a human being, he plans on donating a good portion of the winnings to helping Sandy victims who are still in need.
Wow.
He's originally from New Jersey. He's back in Illinois now, but he's planning to head back to the East Coast next week to help out some more.
Wow.
And probably win the lottery again.
Wow.
As soon as I read the headline of the story, I was like, I would bet anything he's going to give at least half of the money he wins back.
That is amazing. Wow. How cool is that?
Very, very cool. If he keeps less than half after taxes, he's dumb.
Yeah, he'll give.
I'm just going to.
Most of it.
You can disagree with me if you want to. I think it's dumb. If you win that much money, you should keep at least half.
Yeah.
After taxes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, why not? You need use that money for yourself for something.
Yeah. I mean, you deserve it. He did probably how many thousands of dollars worth of work for people out there?
Yeah, and if he wants to donate some of it,
I would have to donate at least. I would probably feel like I had to donate at least half of it back.
Right.
It's like God or karma just giving me this reward for being a good person. I can't. I have to keep paying it forward.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I couldn't not donate at least
half
of
it. But you have to keep some of it.
At least gas money back to Chicago.
I would keep half.
I think anybody who says he's a bad man for keeping half is silly.
I think that most people would even say that he's not a bad man if he kept all of it.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Not after that. I mean, sometimes you just get rewarded.
Yeah.
We got music from Philip Phillips coming up. Latest on Trooper Andrew Steen. That is next. Hang on.
Hot1047.com.